Hey everybody, it's Leslie.
And Mike.
And we are here on Oaks Friday. Unfortunately, little Pickle here is under the weather. He's not feeling well.
Yep.
Yep.
I never get sick. I haven't been sick in like...
You can't say you never get sick because you're sick right now.
Yeah, but I mean like the last time I got sick was... I literally have never called in sick to work in the past 10 years.
You didn't call in sick today.
No, I didn't. I just worked through it. But I didn't have to go into the office, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, let's explain. You don't have COVID. No. You haven't been tested, but you don't have COVID.
It's just a sinus thing.
It's allergies.
It's not allergies.
It's allergies. Anyway, welcome to the Friday night beer blast.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, cough the other way, just in case. Welcome to the Friday Night Beer Blog. This is the reading of my weekly blog about life in general, life in the McShane house, at the McShane compound. I write it. I read it to Mike because why?
Some people just don't like to read.
Some people, meaning you. So.
This is the only way you know I'm going to hear it.
Exactly. And sometimes, even when I read it to you, I don't think that you hear it.
I'm pretty good at tuning things out.
I know you are. I know you are. This week's beer blog is brought to you by whom, Mike?
Our sponsor, Mile Wide.
Our sponsor that doesn't know their sponsor.
We pay our sponsor.
Wait a second.
It's the typical reverse relationship.
Yeah, that seems to happen to us a lot. We pay our sponsors.
So that we can drink their beer on your podcast.
Exactly. But what are we drinking tonight? I have no idea.
We started, actually, we had a new one. You didn't even comment on it. It was called a Sherby.
Sherby. That's brand new.
It is brand new.
I've never heard of it. What's their play on words with the Sherby?
I don't know.
Is it like a Herbie?
I meant to ask, and all the drive back home, I was like, I should have asked.
Yeah. There's got to be a reason why they named it that.
I don't know. So it's a mix of El Dorado hops and Amarillo.
Okay. I don't know the difference.
I know you don't know that.
All I know is Mosaic.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Mosaic.
Favorite. Yeah. So anyway, that's a new beer.
It came out for Derby.
And it's just a pale ale too. It's not even IPA.
Oh, I did see that on their Instagram that they were coming out with a Derby beer. Yeah, we are in Louisville, Kentucky. So this is Derby weekend, and Oaks was today. You know what? The weather turned out much nicer today than they were predicting.
Yeah,
that's not surprising.
I think they shoot for like doom and gloom, and then anytime it does better than that, they think they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good on them, but I'm like, no, you're just screwing up the forecast.
Well, tomorrow is Derby Day, and I think the weather's supposed to be decent. I haven't really looked because I'm not going, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But
I'll turn on the TV at 4:55 or something, right before the Derby comes on.
Is that when it comes on? I am so out of the loop.
I don't know. I don't even know. Isn't it 5?
This is terrible, but I don't even know any of the horses running this year. I've been so, talk about out of the loop. I don't even know the name of a horse, but.
I'm never in the loop.
Yeah. Okay. So are you ready for this week's beer block, Mike?
Dying.
Yeah. I can tell. The title of this week's blog is, That 20-Year-Old Is Still In There.
So this one's not about me.
You don't think?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. May 6th, 2022, the 64th official Friday Night Beer Blog. 64.
Wow.
Isn't there a song about that? It's a Beatles song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Last week, I recorded a podcast episode with...
Actually, it's also in World According to Garp.
It is?
Yeah,
the song is?
Yeah,
or...
I think the song is.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the movie, not the book.
Okay. Last week...
This is what you get with me being not feeling well.
Uh-huh. Catch up. Last week, I recorded a podcast episode with Lisa Hoffman, a friend who is working on her life coaching certification. We were talking about the fact that she has been practicing on her nieces and nephews and teaching them about what coaching is and what it looks like. The thing she remarked about these sessions is that between the ages of 20 and 28, how fresh the decision-making process is for them. And I knew immediately that I needed to write about this phenomenon.
Save it. Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Okay. Oh, wait. I'm in Benny Hill now.
Because it is one that comes up on a regular basis around here. Does it?
Phenomenons?
No.
I already forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, you're a little slow tonight. Subheading, hey. Nothing to lose. Just the idea of the decision-making process being fresh fills me with great nostalgia. I remember the days when making decisions was so easy. There was no fear in jumping in with both feet because I had nothing to lose. Over the years, decisions have become much more difficult. The fallout could be great. There are so many factors to consider and so many people to figure into each equation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember the days of deciding to go on a trip, packing a bag, and leaving. Or quitting a job because I hated it. Buying something outside my budget because I just wanted it. Taking a risk because I needed to feel alive. To never doubt myself, the things I wanted, or doubt the way, or fact even, that I was going to get there. Subheading.
Baggage. No. Okay.
Life gets heavy.
Yeah.
Baggage. AKA. But we get older. We may get married and have children. We become tied to a job and payments for things like houses and cars and phone plans and Netflix. We start to let situations and other people tell us who we are and who we should be. That little voice in our heads tells us to take the safe road and don't make waves. We live day in and day out thinking that we are doing the absolute right thing for ourselves and for everyone around us. Until one day we wake up and see how far we've traveled from that 20-year-old we once were.
Yeah, and we say, WTF?
How did all of it get so hard? We realize that that little voice, while feeling it has been keeping us safe all these years, has really been holding us hostage from the many opportunities presented to us through the years. Regret rings hard.
The funny thing is you don't even know you're being held hostage until you're already being held hostage.
Yeah, because you think that you're taking the safe road, that you're... This little voice is saying, no, stay here.
Yeah, I'm like stay building, here. Building, building. Then yeah. You get there and you're like, wait a second.
Whoa.
Hold on. I got all this baggage with me. All right.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard Mike say, see, you are in it. How many times I've heard Mike say how he wishes he were more like that fearless risk taker he once was. You say that.
Yeah, I do.
I
wish I had a lot of the attitude I had when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Before I had kids and a wife and a house and a mortgage and a job
and Netflix.
All that other stuff.
Netflix.
Why I oughta. Subheading, you are still in there. The thing is, we may have more to deal with now, more responsibilities and more people that rely on us, but the truth is that our 20-year-old self is still in there. You just have to dig him or her out. There are many ways to do that. And I'm going to give you a couple. You ready?
Yeah.
First, find a decision that you consider hard now that would have been easy back in the day, and then just make that decision quickly, like you used to, and be fine with it. Walk away. Don't overanalyze. You want that pair of shoes that seems so impractical and unnecessary? Buy them and sleep good at night.
Yeah, you don't have a problem with that. Shoes, jackets.
No, that's not, that's not true. That's not true. Not true. But that's just an example.
Mm-hmm.
Don't research televisions for 4 months. Just buy one.
Oh, hell no. Then you get the wrong television.
Second, try something new. Something that looks like it could be fun or a challenge. A what the hell kind of thing. Run a half marathon. Take a day off work and go see a movie by yourself. Go somewhere you've never been before, even if it's in your own town. And then work up to the bigger things, like finding a new job, asking for a divorce. By the way, Mike. wearing that dress that some people just may find inappropriate.
What? That was a joke. You were joking. Oh, shoot.
Subheading. You're a badass, motherfucker. Need I say more?
Your mother's not really going to be happy with that.
The world hasn't forgotten. Just you. That's the end, Mike. Do you remember who that 20-year-old was? What that 20-year-old did?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Who was that 20-year-old little pickle? Who were you? Different. Who were you at 20?
It was different back there, or back then, you know? And I think about that a lot lately. And I will say
What's making you think about that a lot lately?
Well, so here is the reason why I felt trapped. And, you know, all through those lives, you're building to obtain this life that you think you're supposed to have and where you're supposed to be. Yeah. And it's like, it's your goals. You have set those goals to achieve certain things. You know, but part of it is for me was the kids in college and then changing jobs and then, you know, having to stick with that job because we had huge college tuitions to pay. And that was like a big trap. And I found out that once I got there, I was like, I'm ready to get the hell out of here. This is bullshit, you know? But at the same time, I had obligations not only to you, to the house, to the kids. So it just became a trap. So, but now the kids are out, you know, pretty much we've met our goals. We're close to being debt free. And, you know, so now I'm like, screw it. You know, now I can take those chances again. When you're a kid.
Well, you haven't taken a single chance on a single thing yet.
But I'm getting in position to be in position.
Which still means that you haven't done that.
But I'm analytical by nature, so therefore there is a need to analyze.
Don't
go out and buy the TV. You know, part of that is the thrill of the hunt, the analysis side of things.
For me, at 20, I ran my own ship, and through the years, and having a family, and you know, sometimes this has to happen. There are many other factors that start steering the boat. So you end up not where you wanted to be. And I guess that's pretty much saying the same thing you were saying.
Exactly.
So you want to turn that ship in the direction where you want to go. But sometimes you get your the direction where you're going is okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's okay.
It's not worth turning the boat, making all the effort to turn the boat. So,
but then sometimes it is, and you wish that you could be that strong person that was set on the convictions of who you wanted to be at a certain point. The thing that, and I edited next week's podcast today, by the way, and it was with Eunice Ray, and she talks about planning for your end game. She's in her 70s. She has an RV, and she drives everywhere she wants to go. But in order to be in the position where she is today, she started 20 years ago, physically. She knew she lost her parents when they were in their 50s. And she knew that if she wanted to live a long life, that she needed to start taking care of herself then. So she's reaping the benefits of little changes that she made back in her 50s.
Well, and I think we've been doing some of those things. Like, you know, we're both avid exercisers because we saw a long time ago that we...
No, I'm just saying that, you know, if I continue on the same road that I'm on now, when I am 70-something, I'm going to look back and have some regret. She doesn't have any regret.
Well, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
And because of that, I feel like I need to be the 20-year-old that I was and take some chances now in order to be somewhere completely different.
I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of roads, there's a lot of paths, and you haven't failed at all of them. You have just gone down multiple paths and multiple things. And, you know, some you've done great things and succeeded, while there's other ones that have, you know, fallen short. And I think it's talking about doing the things that you want to do. So, I mean, do you get what I'm saying?
Not exactly.
So you can't, you've done certain things, like, you know, you've maintained a healthy lifestyle. You've raised some good kids.
I get that.
Those are roads and those are paths.
Yeah, those are paths that I didn't know existed when I was 20. I think it's more of a mindset of when you're 20 of being able to make a decision quicker.
You have less baggage, less knowledge.
A little bit more free. So
there's no repercussions at that age either.
You know, there's another funny thing, because I've done a couple of interviews with some people that talk about the U-curve of happiness. Now, a lot of people, they seem to think that you should be happy when you are in your midlife because, you know, your kids are gone now. But actually, you're happiest at the beginning of your life and at the end of your life.
Yeah, I'm at the end.
So I think that a lot of the attitudes that you have when you were in your younger 20s, you tend to finally get there at the end of your life, because, you know, you just don't give a shit what people say anymore.
Right, yeah.
You want to do whatever the hell you want to do. Back up, you know, you've paid your dues, basically, I guess.
Yeah. Like my mom, like, calling that kid who was sitting down in front of us. She's like, "Man, wow, that kid has such a big head." And I'm like, "Mom," she didn't care. She didn't care anymore what people think. So that's the point.
I think it's because she was deaf and she didn't realize that he could hear her.
Oh, shit. Really?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
She wasn't
a mean person. But
no, your inhibitions, tend to go by the wayside as you age.
Yeah. The repercussions are less. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be rude, but
right.
But anyway, wow, that was a deep discussion. So, how was your week, Mike?
I thought I was done.
You had an okay week, right?
Yeah, it was a good week. Yeah. Worked hard.
Yeah, yeah. The weather's finally starting to turn a little bit. I mean, it's going to be
the pool
like
today.
Yeah, it's going to be in the 90s next week.
Yeah,
that is
can't
insane.
Wait.
Yeah. Well, you know, good and bad.
I like the 90s.
Yeah.
Better than the 60s.
Yeah, that's true. So, Mother's Day is this weekend. Hint, hint.
You're not my mom.
True. This is true. Okay.
Do I have to keep reminding you of that?
Hint, hint.
I heard you all talking about the Wow chips, the mom chips.
Uh-huh. In the episode from this past week.
Yeah.
My Mother's Day episode with my mother and my sister. That was the greatest gift I ever got, was a bag of Wow chips.
You weren't even a mother then.
And you told me to turn it upside down. It says mom.
It was a good joke.
And heed the warning on the bag.
Yeah.
Contains Olestra.
Anal leakage.
Anal leakage.
The good old days.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was 20-something then. No, I was 30.
No. Yeah, you were an old groom.
I was 31 or something, because Ian wasn't even born. You were pregnant with Ian. And that's why you got the Mother's Day chips.
No. Gee, thanks.
On the way to a bike race.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, don't forget to call your mother on Mother's Day. I hope my children don't forget to call me. And, I'm not holding out much hope. But that's okay. Someday they'll appreciate.
Okay, I'll text them.
Yeah, exactly.
Warning text.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We hope everybody has enjoyed this episode. If you have, please rate or review. Sorry we got so deep tonight, but oh well. It is what it is. And make sure to subscribe and follow so these episodes fall into your podcast streaming platform. You don't have to go searching for it. All right. Till next week, everybody.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.